Instagram co-founders Kevin Systrom and Mike Krieger have resigned, raising new questions about the future of the parent company, Facebook. Let's get to our weekly guide to the world of tech, Recode. Peter Kafka is executive editor for Recode. He joins us from New York. Hi, Peter.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. So what are Systrom and Krieger saying about why they're leaving Instagram?
Everyone's being very polite publicly, and even behind the scenes, they're not being that nasty. But they're saying, look, we built this company. We sold to Facebook 6 years ago. We got $1 billion for it. Thank you. And now we're going to move on and do something else very cool. And Facebook says, we wish you well. Behind the scenes, there's tension between the founders and Mark Zuckerberg, who runs Facebook, which is not an unusual thing to happen after you sell a company. Very often that happens more quickly than 6 years. So it's a little surprising that it's happening 6 years into it, but it's not shocking.
How important is Instagram to Facebook?
Enormously important. It's a hugely important product. It's a very important business. It's an increasingly big part of Facebook's ad business. Facebook needs it, Instagram to succeed. Also, it's just important sort of gestalt-wise. Facebook's had sort of nothing but bad news for about a year and a half, and Instagram has been almost entirely good news. It's largely untouched by the Russian hacking scandal and the Cambridge Analytica scandal and this scandal and that scandal. And people generally don't feel bad when they use Instagram in the way that they report feeling about Facebook. So it's been sort of a real beacon of good news. So this does raise a question mark.
Does it also paint a picture of two high-profile guys jumping ship from Facebook before things get any worse?
Just because there's some context, so you can raise that question, right? The guys who sold WhatsApp, the messaging app to Instagram, to Facebook, are also leaving this year, and they have a sort of similar complaint, which is we sold this company to Facebook. We were promised independence. We don't really have independence. A hard-bitten realist would say you sold your company for $20 billion. Mm-hmm. Of course, there are strings attached. So there is sort of a question mark about whether Mark Zuckerberg can really work and offer people who have cool startups independence when he buys them. Eventually, look, if Facebook pays you a lot of money for your company, they are eventually going to want things from you.
Is Zuckerberg saying anything about these departures?
They're all just sort of wishing them goodwill. Goodwill. He's not kicking them on the way out. I mean, the counterpoint to this is people pop quiz. Can you identify Steve Chen and Chad Hurley?
No.
No, exactly. These are the founders of YouTube.
I wouldn't have known Systrom and Krieger's names before this.
Exactly. And the point is that Chen and Hurley were closely identified with YouTube. And at some point after selling it to Google, they sort of went their own way. There was no acrimony. YouTube has grown much, 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 much bigger since they've left. So the fact that the founders of the company are going to leave at some point after selling it to Facebook doesn't necessarily mean bad things for either Facebook or Instagram.
What does this mean for Snapchat?
That's a good question. I mean, Instagram is sort of one of the things that has sort of kneecapped Snapchat because Instagram, without apologizing for it at all, took the main component of Snapchat, these disappearing stories, mm-hmm. integrated them directly into Instagram. Very successful. Facebook brags about this literally every chance they get, how successful this format can be. We might go back and hear a history and hear the Instagram guys complain about being forced to copy Snapchat, although I don't think they complained at the time. I don't think this is necessarily an opening for Snapchat.
That's Peter Kafka, executive editor for Recode. Peter, thank you.
Thank you.